Blog Talk Radio.
Was paralyzed by fear when they heard a mighty multitude was quickly drawing near. But as they prayed for deliverance, the victory would begin. For when we call upon the Lord, we summon all of heaven. Worshipping the Lord, it seemed there was no hope at all for what would be in store. But when we stand on holy ground, our smallest prayer is heard. Instead of on our circumstance, our eyes are on the Lord. Pray on, for you are who the Lord is looking for. Pray on, for this will tear those mighty strongholds down. Stay on your knees, for this is where the battle is won. Very soon you'll win the victory. Pray on. When your questions go unanswered and your prayers may seem in vain, they don't seem to make a difference, they don't seem to make a change, just rest assured God knows your needs, and He hears each time you pray. Your prayers are reaching heaven, and the answer's on the way.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen all around the world, welcome to Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Bishop will be up shortly, ladies and gentlemen, as with some announcements. But before we get started, you better give God some praise for just being here right now. Hallelujah. Yeah. Woo. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. This is Elder Kevin Vaughn. Thank you so much for being with us tonight. We're just excited about what God is doing, and we're just excited about the day as well. And we just want to bless everybody across the land, across the countries, across this planet that are listening via the internet, and those who will be listening later on as well. So thank you so much. And we need to just give you a round of applause for even taking some time out to be on the time, prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Thank you. Amen. Hey, you guys been chatting all day, I'm sure. LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter. I want you to send out some tweets right now. You can listen to Bishop on this network right now, ladies and gentlemen, and he'll be praying for you and the world too as well. That number is 347-843-4559. From the babies all the way to the elderly, ladies and gentlemen, we all need prayer. The number 347-843-4559. As you know, there's a lot going on the planet, so prayer is definitely needed every second of the day. That number, 347-843-4559. If you do have a special prayer request, you can go to the chat room as well on the internet at the website that's on our network there as well. It's on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. And if not, you can text me if you have an urgent need. There, we'll make sure Bishop gets that request for prayer. You can text me at 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to read the Word of God. We're also going to then turn it over to Bishop. And I know we're going to hear from his awesome wife, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Janice Crenshaw. We're going to hear a word from her tonight as well. Amen. We thank God for you. Hey, let me get that number out again. 347-843-4559 is the number. The scripture for tonight, ladies and gentlemen, for those who have the Word with them, is Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 17. And we encourage you to read the entire chapter as you're led to do, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, let's get to it. You know, the Word of God is powerful and it's on point and it's here to help us tonight, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 17. Oh, don't you love the Word of God? Amen. I'm so glad he wrote it down for us. Amen. So we could read it every day, right? Finally, chapter 10, chapter 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. This is a good one. I'm going to read this again because it's so important. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Amen. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked. 17, verse 17, ladies and gentlemen, of Ephesians 6, 10 through 17. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Isn't that powerful, ladies and gentlemen? Some powerful word like there. Let's give God some praise for his wonderful, wonderful word through his son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I also want you to put your hands together for the man of God as we open up Bishop's mic, ladies and gentlemen. And we want you to just get excited about Bishop right now bringing us the word tonight in prayer. God bless you. Bishop, thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight. We praise you. We adore you. We appreciate you. Lord, we thank you for your loving kindness. Lord, we thank you for this day that you made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your word. For now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I thank you, Jesus, for your word. I thank you, Jesus, for this is the confidence that we have in him. If we ask anything according to his will, know that he heareth us. Lord, I thank you, Jesus, for your word. I praise you. I adore you. I magnify you, Almighty God, because you alone is worthy. Lord, I thank you for your word. Cast down every imagination and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God, and pull it into captivity to the obedience of God. I thank you, Jesus, for your word. It is spirit and it is light. I thank you, Jesus, that you watches over your word to perform it. And so shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth. It will not return unto you void, but it will accomplish that you please. It will prosper into the thing whereto you send it. I thank you, Jesus. Your word is everlasting. I thank you, Almighty God, and I give you praise in the name of Jesus. Father God, we glorify you for your word. Lord, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, Lord. We cast all our cares upon you because you carest for us. God, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you for your word. I thank you, God. You watches over your word, and your word will not return unto you void, but it will accomplish that you please. It will prosper into the thing whereto you sent him. You sent your word and it healed him. God, we thank you, God. You was wounded for our transgression. You were bruised for our iniquity, and the chastisement of peace was among us. But with your stripes, we already healed. I thank you, Lord, your word. I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I give you praise, and I glorify you, and I exalt your name, Father. And I thank you, Lord, so shall your word be. It will not return void. It will. You watch it over your word. You watch it over your word. You watch it over your word to perform it, to perform it, to manifest it. God, and I thank you, Lord, and I give you all the praise. And no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. No weapon, no weapon, no weapon that is formed against us shall be able to prosper. No weapon shall be able to prosper. Father, we thank you, Lord. We glorify you for it. We give you all the glory and honor, Lord. Hallelujah, God. We glorify you because you are God. You are our present help in time of trouble. Lord, we thank you for your word. God, Lord, think it not strange when the fire trial do come to try you as though some strange thing. But it is the will of God, and I give you praise, and I thank you, Jesus. I glorify you for it, God. I thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We call those things that be not as though they already are. We thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, words say one could put 1,000, two could put 10,000 to flight. We stand in agreement tonight as a multitude of believers. We stand in agreement tonight. And Father, we thank you, God, it's coming to pass. We thank you, God, you're healing those that are sick. Lord, we thank you, God, you're delivering those that are bound. We thank you, Jesus, you're setting captive free in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you glory for it. We adore you for it. We appreciate you for it. God, we thank you, God, as your angels encamp about them. No evil shall come near our dwelling. No evil shall come near our dwelling. No plague shall be able to overtake us. Father, we give you praise for it. We glorify you about Moshe. We thank you, Lord, Moshe. We commit it to you, God. We commit it into your hands, God. We call it so in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, as you continue to heal. We thank you for those that you've already healed. We thank you for those you're raising up, God, in the name of Jesus, off of their sick beds. And Father, God, we stand in the gap right now in the name of Jesus. And we call it so in the name of Jesus. And we glorify you for it in the name of Jesus. God, I'm Father, you're wonderful, God. You're almighty. You're eternal, God. You are the King of kings. You are the Lord of lords. Father, God, we thank you. We give you all the praise, oh God. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we call it so tonight, oh God. We thank you, God, you're healing families. You're healing children. You're healing the family, their loved ones, God. You're healing those that are sick and afflicted. God, you look on that man that's incarcerated that night, tonight, that child, that woman, that boy, that girl that's incarcerated tonight. Father, we thank you for your angels encamping about them, God. We thank you, God. We ask you to move in a miraculous way. We ask you to open the doors of the most shut down to be us up. Father, we give you glory. We give you all the honor. We call it so tonight. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Now faith, right now, God, in the name of Jesus, we walk by faith and not by sight. We give you glory, all God. We thank you, Jesus, it is so. We glorify you for what you're going to do. And Father, we magnify you, God. We give you all the praise.
And we give you all the glory. And God, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, God. We thank you for strength, God. We thank you for endurance, God. We thank you for faith, God, because we walk by faith and not by sight. Father, we glorify you for it in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We call it so tonight. God, we glorify you for your miracles. We thank you, God, you're making ways. You're providing for those that are less fortunate, God, in the name of Jesus. In this hour we are in, this, oh God, of the Most High, oh God, as you heal, as you deliver, as you bring comfort, oh God, look on that man, that woman, that child that is homeless tonight. Look on that person, oh God, that have lost their jobs, oh Lord. Look on that individual, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to, oh, make a way out of no way, God. We ask you to provide, test some heart, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Lord God, you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love and a power and of a sound mind. We thank you, Lord, our minds are sound. We are stayed on the Shakti Akoraba. We are my stayed on you, oh God. We glorify you for it and we give you all the praise. God, we ask you, God, as you guide your people, God, as you protect them, as you go by each and every day. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord. Look on that person, oh God. Look on that individual tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you are all knowing. There's no secret that you don't know about, God. You are all knowing. There's nothing that you don't already know about, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you. We call it so tonight. We call it done tonight. We thank you for the victory, Lord. We thank you for the victory, Jesus. We thank you for your healing power, Lord. We thank you for the miracles, oh God. We thank you for the testimony tonight, God. Oh, yes, we glorify you for it, oh God. We thank you as you strengthen that mother tonight, strengthen that child tonight. Oh God, those that are lost loved ones, Lord, we ask you to be a comforter for them in this time, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you are a well of water. You are living in spirit, oh God. You are life, oh God. You are the joy of our salvation. And Father, we glorify you for it, and we call it so. We call it so, God. We thank you for it in the name of Jesus. We thank you for all the blessings of God, make it rich and add it no sorrow. We thank you right now, God. Your word say, God, that you watch it over your word to perform it. And Father, your word say, God, and I know the thoughts that I think towards you, the thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Father, we thank you for the expected end. We thank you for the miracles, God. We thank you for the manifestation, oh God. We glorify you, oh God, in a shape. God, you said in your word, if our people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my faith and turn from the wicked ways, then I would hear from hell and forgive their sin and heal their land. We thank you, Lord, you're healing our souls. We thank you, God, you're saving, oh God. We thank you, God, as you look on pastors everywhere. Look on the men and women of God everywhere. Look on the body of Christ in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for your son of Moshiach. We thank you for your miracles, oh God. We thank you for your miracles, oh God. We thank you for the signs and wonders, Lord. Lord, we thank you. We glorify you for it, Jesus. We adore you. We will never be the same again. But we are walking victory, oh God. We are walking with the joy of the Lord is our strength. Father, we will glorify you, God. We will seek you early. We will give you thanks. We thank you. We thank you for the doors of being opened to God. We thank you for the ways of being made, God. We thank you for jobs of being provided, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you as you give them peace of mind, oh Lord. Give them peace, God. God, you say to the Moshiach, God, you say you never leave us forsaken, but you'll be with us always, even to the end of the world. God, we thank you, my God, and this is the confidence that we have in you, and we ask anything according to your will. We know that you hear with us. We know that you hear with us. We know that you hear with us. We thank you, Lord. God, in the name of Jesus, we glorify you tonight, and we thank you, God, as you look on those that are on the front line, those that are working, oh God, in the hospital, God, in healthcare, God. Oh God, those that are working, oh Shaka, strengthen them, Lord. Bless their families, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, this too shall pass, God. This virus shall pass, God. And God, we thank you, Lord, you've given us strength to endure. Oh God, you've given us strength to endure, Lord. We thank you for enduring strength, oh God. And we praise you, oh God, for faith. Faith that is something of the things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Now faith is the something of the things hoped for. Now faith is the something of the things hoped for. Now faith is the something of the things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Father, we thank you for it. We call it so tonight. God, we thank you for the manifestation. Lord, we thank you for all the prayer warriors, oh God. We thank you for the prayers going up all over the world, oh God. We thank you, Lord, as your people cry out, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your manifestation. Lord, drive your seeker, no sata. Drive your son, the Lord, God, in the Moshiach, back in the Asiya. Burn every altar, in the Kondosa. Every evil altar, in the Moshiach. Every witch will, in the Moshiach. Every voodoo worker, in the Masatama. Every son, in the Kondiasa. Father, we thank you tonight, God. We thank you, God. You're raising up me as a woman, God, that has hung and thirst for righteousness, God. We thank you, little Moshata, little Biko. We glorify you tonight, God. We will never be the same again. We thank you, little Moshata, little Biko, as you renew our minds, oh God. In the name of Jesus, give us a hunger for you as never before, oh God. We glorify you for your goodness. We thank you for shelter. We thank you for food. We thank you for clothing. We thank you for closing our right mind. We thank you for the activity of our lives. We thank you for our loved ones, God. We thank you, Lord, about our communities, our neighborhood, God. Lord, look on the children, Allah Moshata. Look on the Mosandere de Koraba. Look on that mother council out there. Look on that child, God, just Sandere de Beko. Drive out evil spirit, oh God. Every Sandere de Bokota. Oh God, let your blood prevail, Lord. Let your blood prevail, God. Let no evil come near thy dwelling, oh God. Let no evil come near the Lord. Cover me in your blood, Jesus. Cover me in your blood, Lord. Cover me in your blood, God. Cover me in your blood, God. God, we have seen all of us. Expose the Lord. Reveal the Lord. Every evil work, God, in the name of Jesus. Reveal it, expose it, and destroy. Reveal, expose, and destroy. Every lying tongue, God, he's under Roko Badia Sandaba. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, Alaboshe. We thank you. We give you all the praise. We glorify you for your miracles. We thank you for the manifestation. We thank you for what you're doing even now. We thank you for the breakthroughs, oh God. We thank you. You answer prayers as you look on your people everywhere, everywhere. Comfortable, Satiko Rapa. Oh God, Sitan Alaboshika Mea. Let your blood prevail, Lord. Let your blood prevail, God. Let God arise. Let the enemy be scattered. Let them that hate him flee before him as smoke is driven away. Drive them away as wax melt before the fire. Let the wicked perish in the presence of Almighty God. But let the righteous be God. Let them rejoice. Let them exceedingly be glad. Oh, God, we glorify you. We adore you. We exalt you. We appreciate you, Lord God. We give you thanks, Alalabosa. We magnify you. Because you alone is worthy. You deserve all the praise of God. You deserve it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. You've been so merciful, so long-suffering with us, God. So kind, Alamosha. God, in the name of Jesus, we repent of the sins of Alamosha. Ayasandar Alamokonda. I'm a full father, God. Oh, God, we repent, God. We repent, God. Bring America back to Alamosha. Bring us back to the place with you, oh God. And Father, we glorify you. We thank you, God, in this hour that God, when we come, we'll live every set of us. We'll know it at the hand of God. We'll know that the miracle of God. We'll know that the manifestation of God. We will not be weary, God, in well doing, God, because we know we'll reap in due season if we don't faint. And God, we forever give you glory for it. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, ladies and gentlemen. Praise God. For those who are just joining us, this is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw with a powerful, powerful prayer. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to be sensitive for those who have a prayer request, so we're going to take all the prayer requests. And then we're going to next course bring up Dr. Janice Crenshaw, but we will take all prayer requests and just hit star one on your phone. Star one on your phone will put you in queue if you have a prayer request. We'll take all the prayer requests and then we'll come back to Bishop as well. At this time, I want to bring in Dr. Crenshaw before we go to the prayer line. Thank you so much.
Praise the Lord. Thank God tonight again for a time of prayer and being sensitive and obedient. Praise God to the word of the Lord that tells us in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which are called by my name, would just humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then the Lord said he would heal our land. Praise God. We know that we're living in a very crucial and time, and it is so imperative. I want to encourage all of you that are listening tonight is to pay attention, pay attention, pay attention to the things that are happening so it will not catch us off guard. We do not want to be that believer that's caught off guard because we're not paying attention and we're not, understanding what time it is and the season that we now live in. That is so linked to the prophetic. There were a couple of things that came out by way of the media this week, and I know some people say, "Well, I don't listen at the news. I don't listen at the news. I don't even turn it on." Well, I mean, everybody has that privilege to say that, but there has to be a level of balance and wisdom with that. Praise God. We never spend all of our time and passion locked into all we do is look at CNN. But there are times that we need to be aware because you don't want to walk outside of your door and there has been some type of law that's laid down in your coolness because you decided not to listen at all to the things that's being updated. So there's a level of balance and wisdom that we all need to have because why? It is the word of God. What does the word of God say? My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And that knowledge is all inclusive. What's going on in the world as well as in the word of God. So how do we handle this? We take the word of God, amen, and we take what is being presented to us, and we learn how to shift it and align it with what the scripture is saying so that we will not be deceived. Praise the Lord. Now, the word, amen, is telling us the time is going to come. We're living in the end times. We're ushering into the book of Revelations where the scripture said, amen, this was written before we got here, that there's going to come a time, praise God, that we will not be able to buy, sell, do anything unless we have, unless that person takes the mark of the beast. Now, we are fastly approaching that season and that time. And when you think about it, the things that we've heard on this week is that, quote, per the media, that we're fastly going toward a cashless society. Well, a cashless society, and it's for some businesses, are not even accepting cash. What does that mean to the believer? So if I'm a believer and I'm listening to that, then I would know that we're getting close to the fulfillment of the prophetic word of God. So I cannot totally close my ears to the news because if I do, I lock myself in the house and walk outside the door and I get arrested because I don't know that they just made a law against whatever it is. So we need to be aware. Amen. Why? Because the word says so. And the word said, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. So I need to be aware. I need to be enough. There's wisdom in that. There's balance in that. We make nothing our God. Jesus is our Lord and Savior. The scripture said, if it were possible, I would deceive the very elect. How are we going to not be deceived? It's because we are knowledgeable. We are knowledgeable. Praise God. We can quote the word and know the word, but if we don't know how to apply the word, then we'll still be deceived because it's not just the logo or the written word that I'm be able to quote it and say it and whatever, but I need to know how to apply it when I walk outside my door, that whatever my feet shall trod, amen, I will take authority over the enemy, and amen. So we need to know the application of that. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we know that, amen, with the things that have been kind of suggested in the media. Praise God. That was one thing. The other thing this week, they talked about getting ready to open churches back up, but You have to have specific guidelines, and one of the guidelines is to remove all the hymnals and the Bibles. How ignorant is the enemy? He's sending us up a message that he's trying to manipulate the mind of the people in such a way that we're going to take the word away from you. Well, he's a fool, because the reality is the Bible says hide the word in our heart. Secondly, any believer can pick up their own Bible from their house and take it to church with them. They don't need one in the church. Amen. Praise God. And thirdly, if we think we have, this is something to indicate for us to get more engaged with technology, we've missed the point. Because the reaction is, praise God, that's what the enemy wants us to be, so locked into his technological system that we won't hide the word of God in our spirit, in our heart. So what the enemy is saying, if he's sending a subtle message that I'm going to attempt to try to take the word out of the earth, he is a fool. Because the word of God says we need to hide the word. Where? In our heart. David said, praise God, the word I hid in my heart that I may not sin against God. Praise God. So even when the enemy thinks he's smarter than the Lord, he cannot deceive the people of God. But how are we going to stay ahead of the game? We've got to be aware. We got to be knowledgeable. And I said before, you got to read, research, and pay attention. Praise God. Read, research, and pay attention. Because I pray for the body of Christ and believers, because many are going to miss it because they're not alert. We've got to be alert in this season. The Bible said, watch and pray. Oh, glory. He said, watch and pray. When I get to praying, I got to open my eyes. But I got to know how to connect the dots to what's happening in the earth today as it relates to the scripture. Amen. But if I don't know what's happening in the earth, amen, and I'm not aware of the things that's going on out there, I can't connect it to anything, setting myself up, praise God, to be deceived by the enemy, because knowledge is all-inclusive. Amen. Praise God. I need to know what's going on out there so I know how to protect myself. Amen. If they say, praise the Lord, I need on a mask and some gloves to go in this particular place because of whatever, if I don't know that and I'm not paying attention, guess what? I set my own self up for being set up in a place where I can harm myself. Amen. But at the close of the day, we know that Jesus has us covered. We're covered by the blood. So I admonish you. I pray, amen, that we have a passion to pay attention in this season. Don't take anything, amen, lightly. Don't take anything lightly. Pay attention. You cannot have the attitude, oh, that don't matter. Oh, praise the Lord. That's when the enemy is going to try to creep in and deceive many of the believers. But we've got to pray. We got to seek God. We got to pay attention, and we got to understand and know that God's people, many, are erring because of the lack of knowledge. But I thank God, amen, praise God, he would not allow any of us to be deceived if we keep the word of God hid in our hearts. God bless you, Elder Kevin. Back to you.
Amen, amen. For those listening all across the globe, that was the voice of Dr. Janice Crenshaw, the beautiful wife, wonderful wife of Bishop John Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, we're excited about that word. I hope y'all were taking notes on that, but you could also go back and listen to this again. But please share those wisdom nuggets, ladies and gentlemen, with your entire family. Hey, we're going to go back to the lines. We're only going to mention your last four digits of your phone number because we're on the worldwide network. Also, too, for those who want to come in, have a prayer request, just hit star one on your phone on your request, and we'll have Bishop take all the prayer requests and give it back to Bishop. Our first caller, one of the callers, is 6569. You're live on the air with Bishop. Bless you.
Yes, Bishop. I like a special prayer for the leadership of this nation, the world, the city, and another prayer for the enemies, all those people who keep trying to turn us away from Christ and, as the doctor said, play tricks on us to get us away from God and get us off our religion. So I'd like to have a special prayer for that.
Amen. Thank you so much, caller. God bless you. God bless you. What an awesome, awesome request there in Jesus' name. Bishop, back to you. God bless you.
Father, we thank you tonight for your word, because you watch us over your word to perform it. And so shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth. It shall not return unto you void, but it will accomplish that you plead. And Father, we thank you, God, as you give the leaders wisdom, O God, in the name of Jesus, according to your word, God. And Father, we thank you for your angels encamp about
your people everywhere, that we would not be deceived by the enemy, because the Bible let us know that we think it's not strange when the fire trials do come to try us, as though some strange thing has happened. But it is the will of God. We thank you, God, that you've given us a sound mind. And God, we thank you, Lord. We trust in your word, and we take trust in your on your instructions. And Father, we give you praise, and we call it so, that no weapon formed against them shall be able to prosper. And God, we cast down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and put into the captivity to the obedience of Christ. And God, we call it so in the name of Jesus. We thank you. It's already done in your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. Ladies and gentlemen, so excited for you. The prayer has gone forth. The wisdom of the word has gone forth again. And again, we want you to all to pay attention. It's so important to pay attention to what's going on around us today. In Jesus' name, amen. Bishop, back to you. Thank you so much, Bishop. What a wonderful time, in Jesus' name.
Listen, Lord, we thank God tonight. We thank God tonight for everyone that is listening on the line. We continue to pray, believe in God for the miracles as he continues to do great things each and every day. We thank God that he's bringing us through, and we're going to be well as we follow his instruction. We're going to be fine in the name of Jesus, because he has not given us a spirit of fear, but love and a power and of a sound mind. And we thank you, Lord. We give you all the praise. And it is already so, according to your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. Thank you so much. Amen. Like Bishop said, ladies and gentlemen, y'all better give God some praise for everything. Amen. Amen. Wow. Praise God. I'm excited. I hope you are encouraged in the Lord today, ladies and gentlemen. God has everything under control, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, real quickly, we're not going to keep you long. We just want to get started. We're going to play our song. It's going to be from Fred Hammond tonight, You Are the Living Word. But before we leave you there, we want to give you to let you know that God loves you so much, and always, always out-love, out-forgive, and out-serve each other. And we'll see you next time on Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. We'll be back, Lord willing, we'll be back on Saturday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we'll keep it moving, in Jesus' name. Take care now. Remember, you are the living word. That is, God is the living word. Keeps us going each and every day. We love you so much. This has been Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. And remember, Jesus is Lord. God bless you.
Many you were on earth, a holy king, a constant death.
Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us.
Prayer. And down from glory,
many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were on earth, a
holy
king, a constant
God.
You are the living word,
awesome ruler,
Gentile redeemer, God with us. You.
Ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, this has been prayer time. Bishop John Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen. Don't you just love the name of Jesus, ladies and gentlemen? What a powerful, powerful song by Fred Hammond. God bless you. Thank you so much. Let's give God another praise before we let you go. Take care. We'll see you next time. This has been prayer time. Have a good evening.